You're listening to the Product Podcast from Product School, featuring the best product leaders from Silicon Valley and beyond. If you're an aspiring product manager looking for your first PM role, or an experienced PM looking to level up your skills and advance your career, visit productschool.com to learn about our certifications and how we'll get you there. If you want to build products customers love, you need to spend time connecting with their problems. That's where Dovetail can help. Dovetail enables product managers to identify themes, patterns, and insights in their customer interviews, helping them to make better, data-informed decisions about what solutions they should build next. Organizations the world over, like Atlassian, Canva, Nielsen Norman Group, Datadog, GitLab, Sketch, and Deloitte, use Dovetail to build better products. Dovetail is free for as long as you need. Sign up at dovetailapp.com. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of the most important things you will work on as a PM, your product strategy. Meta product leader Harivardhan Jayaraman is here today to share some useful frameworks to help you set up your strategy and tactical tips on how to communicate it to stakeholders so that you can get to work on making a difference in your users' day-to-day lives.
Hi, let's chat about setting and communicating a great product strategy. I'm Hari. I lead product for Facebook notifications at Meta. We'll be talking about a lot of frameworks and tactical tips today. If you end up using any of these or you find them useful or have some feedback, please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn or let me know on Twitter as well. So no matter if you're an aspiring product manager or an experienced product manager, we all have to communicate key strategic ideas to stakeholders and get buy-in on this. And so today, what I hope to do is align on what is the definition of product strategy. And once you're aligned on that, let's go through some frameworks to set a great product strategy. And we'll go through an example there as well as tactical tips on how to set a great product strategy. But once the product strategy is set, what we'll also go through is how to effectively communicate your product strategy to key stakeholders. Cool, so let's start by aligning on what is product strategy. But before we get to product strategy, let's take a step back and try to understand what is strategy. So there's a Greek philosopher named Archilochus who had a parable which basically paraphrases to a fox knows many things, but a hedgehog knows one big thing. And the parable basically goes where a fox is trying to attack a hedgehog, and it changes attack tactics constantly by playing dead, pouncing, and so on, while a hedgehog knows one big thing, which is to defend itself. And this has been translated to strategy in a way in which a hedgehog has this big vision and it remains steadfast towards its vision, while a fox changes its strategy constantly trying to get to an outcome. A lot of what we know as strategy also comes from military strategy. And there's a great book called On Grand Strategy by John Lewis Gaddis. And there's an example in this where there's a Persian king named Xerxes who was trying to invade Greece in 480 BC. And so he had a huge army and he had made great strides by building a bridge across a waterway. And he was pretty clear and steadfast in his vision to conquer Greece no matter the setback. However, he did not shift his conquest based on the advantages that he found that Greeks had, such as geographical advantages. An example of this is an example that we all are familiar with, which is a small group of Spartans giving Xerxes a run for his money. Once he learned about Spartans, he did not, however, change his strategy, did not change his tactics. He still went through it, and eventually he faced defeat. And we see this across other areas as well, such as Hitler trying to invade Russia during a brutal winter and realizing very late that his army could not, that the Russians had home advantage, or Lincoln changing his strategy constantly during the Civil War. So what we want to take away from this is we want to combine the vision of a hedgehog with the strategy of a fox when you think about strategy. And there's a very crude drawing on the right where and we all experience this when playing games, right? Which is you don't want to pick the least and the straightest path strategy to get to your goal, to get to your mission, to get to your outcome. But what you want to do is evaluate strategy constantly by taking account of new data points as you receive, which might take you through a longer path, but has a higher chance of getting you to the outcome. So now that we're aligned on what is strategy, let's talk about what is product strategy, right? Before that, let's define a few terms. Vision is what the world will look like. Mission is why is that vision important? The goal is the desired outcome. Product strategy is how to get to that mission and goals, while the roadmap is what will be built. Let's dig a little deeper on goal, product strategy, and roadmap, right? Goal is the desired outcome, product strategy is not exactly the same as a goal. It's a way to get to the goal, it's a direction to the goal, but it's not the same as the goal. While the roadmap is one level deeper, where it is about talking about the tools and the products that will actually get built, the pixels, if you may, but not necessarily the not, but it doesn't deal as much with the direction of the product strategy. So product strategy is a high-level plan that achieves user business outcomes. It provides a path to the goal, bridging the mission and the roadmap. And so it's kind of this high-level plan. You can think about this in a hierarchical form, right? You have the company, overarching company mission, the overarching company strategy. The business strategy or your org strategy kind of falls under that company mission and that company strategy, right? So the business strategy, the business mission, will ladder up to the company mission and strategy. While your product, mission, product strategy will ladder up to that org business strategy as well. So you always want to make sure that your product strategy aligns with your product mission, which in turn aligns with the business mission, the business strategy, the company mission, and the company strategy, and so on. Right. And so the roadmap is the outcome or the products that will be built towards that product strategy. That's great. But why is it important? Why is it important to have a product strategy when you can just go build things, have a roadmap and completely skip the product strategy stage? Right. So there are a few key important areas to think about. Right. One is that product strategy allows you to focus on the next curve. It stops playing catch up. For us as product managers, one of the biggest plus points that we can bring to the table is focusing on the future and trying to understand where the curve is going, where the product is going, where the market is going, and try to build for that rather than build for the next thing that can be built. It also provides direction for the team, right? You as a product manager can scale up quite efficiently as a consequence of this. If everybody's running towards the same direction, if everybody knows what the path is towards success, then it's much easier for people to independently collaborate in getting us to that success versus a product manager trying to evaluate every single experiment and every single outcome, trying to determine if it's the right thing for the product or not. It also prevents wasteful execution, right? You don't want things being built that will never be used or that'll be dropped off or thrown away in 2 to 3 months. You want to make sure that you prevent wasteful execution and you everything that is being built is towards that strategy. You might learn along the way, you might fail on certain things, and that's okay. But at least this way, if your mission is to build a chat application, you're not building something completely different, for example, a finance application. It also allows you to make principled decisions. So it's important that for us as product managers, not only that we say yes to specific features, but we also say no to specific features. And a product strategy gives you that framework, gives you that principle to say no to specific features as well. So it allows you to have a specific framework and always align back to that product strategy. And you can let people know that this is kind of why you want to build a specific feature. And as a consequence of all these things, it increases the probability of winning, right? You kind of plan for this, you have evaluated all the possible outcomes and all the possible risks. So now it increases the probability of winning as well as you have a product strategy. So now that we saw that for product strategy is to have this high-level plan that gets you towards the users and user and business outcomes, how would you go about as a product manager trying to get to a product strategy, right? So let's go through some frameworks that will get you to a specific product strategy. So at a very high level, this can be applied no matter what kind of product you have, right? You could end up having a B2B, a B2C product, an internal only product, or a very technical product, but the overall framework for setting a product strategy will more or less remain the same, right? So at a very high level, you have five different phases that you'll have to go through when setting up a product strategy. The preparation where you understand what the user and the market is, setting the vision where you identify what are the key pillars for your strategy, then understanding what the technical constraints are by exploring design as well as understanding the technical risks, and as well as the final thing, the document writing and putting everything together. So let's go through each one of these one by one, right? The first one is the preparation phase, where you try to understand the user, the market, and what your competitive advantages are. You want to collect as much existing user research, collect new research, or go talk to users. And this could be through bug reports as well, talking to actual clients, if you have access to your clients, but get as much data and as much understanding about what your user wants. Next, you want to add to that what the user does with your product, right? So you want to understand user behavior, user intent, and this can come through data, but can come through other ways as well as to how a user is using a product, and you want to combine that with what user wants. You also want to understand where your product is placed in the overall business strategy or in the overall marketplace, right? So you want to understand the market, you want to understand what your business needs are, what competitive advantages your product has. And this could be a competitive advantage within your company, within your org itself. It could be a competitive advantage when you compare it to other comparable products in the marketplace. But try to understand how does your product fit in. Once you have done this research, right, you have all this information, the next step is putting it all together. So you want to set a vision and identify what are the key pillars that everyone should be focusing on. And so you can either do this yourself as a product manager, or you can bring key stakeholders in, but make sure that it's a small set of stakeholders, and you want to prioritize the key problem areas. What are the key themes that come out because of in the preparation phase, right? And you could come up with different frameworks to use this, such as the why stack that we'll talk about in the next slide, or you could do this in any other way, such as a brainstorming methodology. Once you've set these key pillars, you want to go explore design, right? And in this case, it could be actual design with product designers. It could be technical design or system design as well. But you want to explore a suite of designs for each of these pillars that you've identified. You want to explore either a long-term or a short-term and explore both sets of designs so that you don't constrain yourself as you go on to the next phase. And the next phase is technical alignment, right? Which is understanding what are the technical risks. What are the technical complexities? You can think about this like a t-shirt sizing around quantifying technical complexity. You also want to identify what are the technical risks and mitigation strategies that need to be put in place. If something will take a very long time to be built, that's easy to deprioritize. You want to catch that early on as well, rather than getting a buy-in on strategy and then finding out that something cannot be done. And once you have all these things available, next is finalizing, right? You want to put all of it together. You want to write your document, and you want to highlight the principles, right? You want to make sure that you highlight what principles drove you to that strategy. And that's very important because it puts you against a specific framework, against a specific bar, right? And so it makes it easier to make those decisions and those prioritizations that come later on. So how do you kickstart your product strategy, and how do you kickstart setting these key strategic pillars? These templates can be used across the board as well, and I'd love for you all to use them as you go through your product strategy phase. So first, try to come up with a template, right, as you start writing things down. And I think we all face this, where there's this blank screen, this blinking cursor, and we all suffer from writer's block, right? So I think building that muscle helps, and relying on a template helps as well as you start writing things down. So think about your product strategy, and a product strategy should have four key features, right? It should talk about the problem that you're solving for. It should talk about why should your product solve it, right? And this ties a little bit to the competitive advantage and how your product is positioned. It talks about how your product will solve it, and not necessarily exactly what will be built, but a high-level theme. And what is the goal that you'll achieve once it is solved, right? What is the outcome that you're going for? And it's important to think about, as you put up the strategy, it could be a small paragraph, it could be a long multi-page document. Think about highlighting these four key themes. One way to get to a strategy itself is using something called as a why stack, right? And it's very simple. I think all product managers, it's ingrained in us to go ask why to a specific problem. This follows a very similar theme. Right. Start with a problem or a prompt that you have. Now keep asking why, right? And you'll go through a set of different answers as you go through why. Now pop from that stack, rely on the strategy template, things that you learned in the preparation phase to find candidates that are valuable for the user, the business, and the product. Now these can be candidates for your high-level strategy or your key pillars. This is on an abstract level, so let's dig through a specific example. I just want to call out that I don't have any context on Reddit or Reddit Home, the example that I'll be going through. So this is all through reverse engineering and through using the product.
Product managers spend a lot of time talking to customers. Dovetail helps turn those conversations into better product decisions. With a highly accurate transcription engine and a suite of powerful analysis tools, thousands of product managers use Dovetail to make better, data-informed decisions about what solutions they should build next. Organizations the world over, like Atlassian, Canva, Nielsen Norman Group, Datadog, GitLab, Sketch, and Deloitte, use Dovetail to gain a greater understanding of their customers and build better products. Try now for free at dovetailapp.com.
Let's say that you are the product manager tasked with setting the growth strategy for Reddit Home, right? Now, Reddit Home is the default home tab that opens up when you open the app, right? It's one of the three tabs that exist on Reddit on mobile, and Home is the default tab that opens up. Let's say you find out that Reddit is great for a niche set of users and they use the product extensively, but as they expand to more casual users, users are not coming back often to the app. So let's say you're tasked with the problem, the business problem that casual users don't visit Reddit often. Great. Now let's say you're using the Y stack and you ask why. Well, let's say that they don't have interesting content. Okay. Why don't they have interesting content? Let's say that there isn't enough content on Reddit Home. Why don't they have enough content on Reddit Home? Well, they haven't connected to active subreddits. Let's say that's the answer that comes up through the preparation phase. Okay, why haven't they connected to active subreddits? Well, when browsing, they view the content because Reddit is content first, but not subreddits, and they're not joining enough subreddits. Okay, why is that? Well, again, as I said, Reddit is content first. Subreddit details are unclear. Let's say you pause here, right? You could keep going on with this Y stack, but let's say we pause here for this example. So we went through the Y stack. We got a bunch of answers for every single Y question, which further led to another Y question. Now, let's say you're setting up the strategy. Now go from the bottom up to the top and you're popping the strategy. And let's take the last one, which is Reddit is content first and subreddit details are unclear. Okay, so what can we do? How can we make subreddit details more clear? Let's say the strategy as an outcome for this is increased visibility of subreddits on Home, right? Now, this is, of course, a very shorter version. Your strategy itself could be longer than this. But the idea over here is that you're increasing visibility of subreddits on Home, and this could be a high-level mission or your high-level strategy as you add more details. The products that you end up building for this, such as making the text, the subreddit name bold, or increasing the size of it, or changing the color, those are all actual details. Those are all actual pixels, but the strategy needs to be abstract compared to that. Let's say you further go up the stack, there isn't enough content on Reddit Home, okay? So you want to increase content on Reddit Home. How can I increase content on Reddit Home? Let's say you come up with an answer that increase subreddit engagement for casual users through recommendations on Home. So you want to add more recommendation content on Home, which might lead to more users joining subreddits. So this could be another strategy that comes up as a consequence of this, as a byproduct of this Y stack, right? And so, as you can see, as you pop up from the stack, you could dig a little bit deeper in this. You can come up with different kind of strategies that show up, and you can pick the right strategy. But these become your key strategic pillars as you explore more. One thing to remember is that as you ask why for every single one of these, it's very easy to bifurcate into multiple different nodes and make it into a tree rather than a stack, right? For the sake of reducing complexity, make sure that you narrow it down as much as possible and keep it single, linear, rather than trying to explore every single node that exists as you ask the question why. Great. So we saw right now is what is a possible framework that can use to set your product strategy, and a few possible tactical tips such as using the Y stack to come up with your product strategy. Great. You have a key strategic pillars done. You have your technical complexity resolved. Now we're in the final document writing stage. You might even have written a document. How do you effectively communicate a strategy, right? How do you sell this with your stakeholders, with leadership, with other folks? And how do you make sure the strategy actually gets solidified and people start executing towards it? The challenge is that you might have an excellent product strategy, but unless you do a great job of selling it as well, people won't know how great that strategy is. So let's walk through a few tips or a few key areas to think about as you think about communicating your strategy, right? There are five key areas you need to remember. One is focusing on what's important. Second is make sure that you're communicating strategy and not the roadmap. The third is socialize the strategy well in advance so that you're also minimizing surprises. That's the fourth one. And the fifth one is make sure that the strategy is opinionated. Let's go through each one of these in detail, right? Starting with the first one on focusing what's important. Remember that you have the most context on your strategy. Leaders, unfortunately, are strapped for time and attention. And so they maybe have 30 minutes to an hour when they listen to your product strategy or review it to get complete context on the strategy itself, right? So always make sure that you highlight what key points should they care about, right? Coming in, you want to understand what are the decisions they need to make and what are the key points you want to communicate to your leadership. So here are some tactical tips, right, to focus on what's important. You can start off by using something called as an inverted pyramid approach. Traditionally, I see a lot of PMs using the star approach, right, which is what which is what comes up every time you go do any kind of interview prep, right, which is the situation, task, action, and result approach, right? The challenge with that is that there is a lot of time in the setup before you get to the result. When you're strapped for time and you have very little mental bandwidth as you go from review to review, leaders need to understand what is the most important thing that they should care about, right? So try using something called as an inverted pyramid approach, where what you do is you identify your key points right away. You still want to provide some kind of context as to why is this a key point, but that is minimal. What you want to highlight more is what is that point? What are the key things that they should care about? Anything secondary comes after that, right? And so you want to rank your secondary information after that. You also want to make sure that you practice extreme clarity. You want to make sure that you highlight the most important things and you keep focusing on only the important things. So this way you are adding all your most important things early on in your presentation so that they know when they're leaving the room, these are the few key things that they should remember and they care about and they can help resolve any kind of outcome that you want as soon as possible. Another more tactical tip to get to this is no matter what approach you use, right? If you write your documents in paragraph, if it's a deck, what be it, start out by pruning a document by using bullet points first. So if it's a paragraph, convert every single line or every single sentence into a bullet point. And now go through it and try to understand what is fluff versus what is important. Remove everything that's fluff or shorten it. Make sure that you're focusing on only what's the most important thing that you want to highlight. And then take that abridged version that's bullet points. You can convert that into a paragraph, a deck, what be it. But this is an easy way in which, and it's more tactical way in which you can get to the most important areas first. Remember, the key thing over here is that you want to cut off as much as fluff as possible. You want to focus on communicating strategy and not every single detail about your roadmap, right? You only want to focus on how to win and what does winning look like. Now, mind you want to showcase a flavor of execution, a flavor of your roadmap, right? You want to show what kind of designs you'll build, what the products will kind of look like. You want to give leadership that visibility, but at the same time, you want to keep it high level, right? You can, for example, if you can call out that this design is a mock, but it's not the final product, right? This way they get an understanding of what it looks like, but not necessarily they understand that it can change, but the overall strategy itself does not change, right? So you're focusing on the strategy and not exact features. The third key point is socializing the strategy. PMs, they try to go through a Steve Jobs-esque approach of launching the iPhone where they try to keep things hidden and come up with a great strategy during the review itself. And the challenge with this is that it's very hard to land such a strategy, mainly because people in that room don't have context on your product. And so you want to avoid a big bang. You want to get early feedback from as many key stakeholders as possible. And in fact, I encourage you to go find a sponsor who can support you during reviews. This could be a senior leader in your org who you can rely on or get early feedback on your strategy itself. This allows you to tune your strategy as well and change it as based on that feedback. You also want to have regular communication with your key stakeholders. This could be an eng manager, design manager, what be it, as well as your sponsor, so that you keep everybody in the loop, Remember, the main thing is that by the time you get to that review, you kind of know or have an early feedback around how the review is going to go. And related to that, you want to make sure that you minimize surprises, right? You want to anticipate concerns that will show up in this review by one, socializing the strategy, which will ensure a well-informed strategy, right? You want to understand what the user cares about. Who are the key decision makers in the room? If in your org, the key decision maker is more tuned towards research and eng, then you want to make sure that you highlight how what kind of work you did on research and eng as you put together the strategy. So understand what the audience cares about and make sure that the strategy factors in those key areas. Usually what the audience cares about also ties in with what the business cares about and what the company cares about. So you're actually doing the same thing, which is laddering up to that hierarchy that we spoke about earlier. This is something we touched about earlier, which is list out key takeaways and asks as early as possible in your presentation, as well as make sure that you're reminding the reviewers that these are the key things that you care about in this review. You also want to highlight risks and mitigation prominently. You want to show that you thought about your product and your strategy much better than anyone else in the room. If people in the room come up with risks that you had not thought about, it does not bode well for how much thought process you put into your strategy. So you want to highlight what are the key risks and how you'll be mitigating them in the deck itself, right? In the presentation itself. If there are too many, you want to make sure that you highlight only the most important ones, and the rest you can leave it in the appendix. Also, as I mentioned earlier, like product management is a very lonely field, right? Usually we work individually with a lot of stakeholders, but a lot of thought process is done individually. So we have a lot of context on how the product exists and how the strategy will be. But what we don't get is a fresh pair of eyes. So try getting a pre-read from someone who has no context about your product and try to get perspective from a fresh pair of eyes. That'll give you a good idea about how your leadership will also review this document. And finally, be opinionated, right? You want to make sure that you weave a narrative, right? Don't just list facts. Don't just say Amazon does this, Google does this, and so and that's it, right? You also need to say, why is that important and what should your product do as a consequence of that? Because remember, if you can't have a point of view, then why should others, right? Leadership wants to know as to what is the story, what direction should they think about, right? Because if you don't provide that direction, everybody will go in their own different direction. And you might end up with an outcome that you don't necessarily, is not something that you have planned for. You also want to call out hard trade-offs and clearly explain to them, right? If you're making decisions in your strategy because of A, B, C reasons, you want to call them out. And you want to explain why are those the trade-offs and why, based on the data that exists, that is the best decision that exists. Great. So we went through five different ways in which you can effectively communicate, right? Let's quickly recap around what we went through today. So product strategy, again, is a high-level plan that achieves user and business outcomes. Right. And to get to that product strategy, use a five-step framework to determine what your strategy is and use something like the Y stack to narrow down to your key strategic pillars. You want to effectively communicate and get leadership buy-in for your strategy by communicating the most important points and focusing more on strategy and less on execution. You also want to minimize surprises during the presentation by ensuring that the strategy is well-rounded and has been socialized well in advance. You also want to weave a strong narrative with the team's point of view and recommendation. Hopefully, as I mentioned, this was useful for you. Take some time to review this. Use this in your actual product in your day-to-day, and let me know if this was useful and if any and you know how it was useful for you as well. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening to the Product Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, it would mean the world to us if you would rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Taking the time to write just a few sentences about what you love most about the show will help us improve it and reach even more product people around the world. And when you're done, why not reward yourself with some free product management content and resources over at productschool.com? Until next time, stay product-led.